Bez Hashem, continue with Shari Chua Shar Aleph. Ois Mem Aleph, share number 65, discussing the 15th principle of Tshuva, which is Tfila. Vidoy and Tfila. Tfila is very connected to Vidoy. We mentioned yesterday, Aveira is Mechaba Mitzvah. We said an Aveira has the potential, has the capability, even more than potential, as the Gemara tells us in Saita, Daf Chaf Aleph Mar Aleph, to extinguish that Kedusha of the Mitzvah, that the Mitzvah is put out. Aveira is Mechabe Mitzvah. And Aveira puts out the light of the Mitzvah. The lesson Rabbi Yonah is teaching us here is that when a person davens to Hashem and regains the favor in Hashem's eyes, he has the capability of reawakening the power of that mitzvah. You know, in Hilchus Masa V'Cholov, there's a halacha called Choyze V'Neir. There's a din of Choyze V'Neir. What's Choyze V'Neir? Choyze V'Neir means it gets reawakened. For example, you take a milchik's knife and you cut an onion with the milchik's knife. You shouldn't use that onion with your fleishik's chont, because that onion has now the taste of the milchik's inside of it. It's called choyze v'neir, even if the knife has not been used for some time. We see in Hilchus Tshuva, there's this principle of choyze v'neir, that when a person does tshuva, ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh toiv v'lo yechte. And who is that person who should do tshuva? Everyone. Everyone should tshuva. Ein tzadik ba'aretz. Who could say is it tzaddik that I never did something wrong? Ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh toiv v'lo yechte. And he didn't do anything wrong. So it's good to know that when a person does the tshuva, even though the mitzvahs that he did might have been erased, but you know, sometimes you take an eraser and you erase it away, and you see behind it, you still see the imprint of what was written down. Hashem is saying, I'm going to bring back those mitzvahs. And even if you use a powerful eraser with a really bad aveiros, what you do, a kinegdoi, a very powerful tshuva, a very powerful tefillah. As the pasuk says, Zach v'yosher ato. So the Medrash Rab explains, Zach v'yosher ato, you are pure. Pasuk in Iyov, pure and upright. And Iyov's friends were telling him that if you do a tshuva, and Hashem will accept your tshuva, and the light of the tshuva will bring back the zchuyos, the merits of all the chasodim that you did in the past. Iyov had a house similar to Avraham Avinu's house. His house was a house that had openings on four sides. He was always looking for guests. If I can digress for a minute, I once heard many years ago from a Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, the difference between the chesed of Iyov and the chesed of Avram Avinu. Because the Medrash explains that the chesed of Avram was even on a higher madrega. So what's the difference between the chesed of Iyov and the chesed of Avram? So the example he gave, which I'll just use that example, was let's say a person was used to having toast that was burnt. Okay? Some people like burnt toast. But let's say a person was used to having burnt toast. It's all he knew in life. So when Iyov's guest came, he gave that person burnt toast. The chesed Avraham Avinu did was the person had a burnt toast menu on a daily basis. That's all he was able to get. Avraham Avinu explained to him and showed him, here's a lightly toasted piece of bread. Oh, look at that. It tastes so much better. I never knew something like this existed. This was the chesed of Avraham. He showed people, he gave them something they didn't even know was a possibility. That's an aside. But his friends were telling him, if you do a tshuva, if you dive into Hashem, you can reignite, you can bring back those averus that put out the mitzvahs, you can bring back those mitzvahs. That's the power. That's the power. It's chayziv v'neir. That's the power of a tshuva through tefillah.